It's been a long time, so let's go. Text the topic. What do you got? You set the tempo. Do we have an open for this little shindig?
Normally, Chad's the boss when it comes to show content around here, but today he's feeling philanthropic.
Mm-hmm.
Give us your talkers. Nothing is too microscopic. The wide range of ideas is sure to be kaleidoscopic. And sure, the discussion may turn a bit myopic, but that's what you get when we invite you to text a topic.
Very, very. Oh my God, how dramatic is that?
Now you don't even remember that we had it. You must really enjoy it.
Well, this is on me because I really enjoy text a topic. And then that bottom feeder tried to steal it from the 9 o'clock show, and I went,
What did he call that again?
I don't know, whatever, but he No. Text a topic. You send us a topic. We'll look at all of them, and we'll start reacting, including ones that make us uncomfortable, ones that make us funny, ones that are unexpected. You get to decide what we're going to talk about. It has to be something we can at least do. Well, it doesn't. I used to say it has to be something we can do a couple minutes on.
No, a good 30 seconds is fine. Familiar with that.
God dang it, I was racing the same damn line. 651-461, text the topic. I'm playing hurt today in the sense of I'm really not playing hurt because I have about 5,000 cheaters at home. I think it's 5,000. And I'm using Brad's cheaters, but they're not right. There's something that's throwing me off.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to do the first hour, and then I'm going to run to my car, and I think I might have a backup pair out there. I had a backup pair here, and they broke like a couple weeks ago. You'd think dopey me would just, hey, bring another pair instead of having 5,000 laying around the house. Nope. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
You're as tough as Paul Pierce.
Not as heavy. I'll try not to poop like Paul Pierce reportedly did. Two regulars out today.
Tough
Major
day.
Major out. Shaletta out.
Major's even already rescheduled himself for next week.
Oh,
he doesn't like Fridays anymore.
He's out?
He's going to do Thursday next
Thursday week. Thursday next week.
Yeah.
He's back at his alma mater, is that right?
Yes, he's at Mizzou today talking to perhaps some budding journalists.
Get out of here.
Doing some other stuff.
And do a real journalism school, the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism. I mean, is this the Russell Shimoka School of Journalism in Missouri? I mean, come on. Get out of here. Tim Pawlenty in his stead, and he will be excellent as always. Tim Pawlenty, 1235, 105. We got caller.
Yeah, we got to talk the Carson Wentz era.
We got a purple game. Who isn't fired up for Jake Browning and Carson Wentz?
Let's do it.
I'll be golfing. I'll record it, but I'll be golfing.
Mm. I'm going to watch it and record it so I can watch it again.
Oh,
later.
Very impressive. Thank you.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
135, since we have Farm Aid, which apparently now is going to last 38 hours. When we get to it at 135, your best multi-act concert. So it can't be, I saw, you know, Taylor, I saw Adele, I saw Bruce. Has to be multiple acts. By the way, it could be, isn't it, I think I've heard my friend Yada talk about this. Didn't Prince open for the Stones in L.A.? Can you Google?
No idea.
Can you Google that one? How good would that be? Young Prince opening for the Rolling Stones. That can be part of it at 135. It's a better story if you can tell it's somebody you open, and then they became a massive star. Seeing Prince and then getting the Stones. Wow.
October 9th and 11th, 1981, the Rolling Stones performed at L.A. Memorial Coliseum with opening support from Prince.
You're at the L.A. Coliseum with maybe 60,000 people.
Mm.
And this other guy goes out there, and you're like, who is this? And then you're like, oh, my God, is this amazing.
Yeah. Hey, Keith, you going to keep up on the guitar?
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
135. Rochelle Olson is going to join us at 205. Jeers, cheers, and other items. And then you and that overrated committee. No, I like you, but the committee bores me to tears. They're gripers. They're
committee's
whiny.
Got some strong words for you and what you pulled last week. Let's just say they were not happy at the meeting last night.
Speaking of Yada, Church checking in. He says Prince did open, yes, we confirm, and got booed off the stage often on that tour. What a bunch of dopes. Do they feel regretful about that, do you think? That they're seen one of the greatest musicians ever early in his career, and they're booing him off the stage. That's like booing the Am I Wrong committee.
It is. It's a little like that. The Am I Wrong committee is not the perfect opener for every headliner. Perhaps Prince and Rolling Stones, with Rolling Stones fans there, didn't really care for his musicianship, his type of music.
Well, they were wrong.
Certainly
they they're not wrong. It's an opinion, but I'm sure there are some people who probably when Purple Rain came out in 84 said, what in the hell am I doing? I booed this guy?
Mm-hmm.
What was I thinking? That could be a side topic, right? A text a topic with a side piece. Go ahead. Tell me some piece of entertainment that you initially didn't like at all, and then you came around to it. I'll give you one right away. Bruce Springsteen. It took me a while to come around to Bruce, and I was 100% wrong.
Mine is The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski. You didn't like that right
first
away?
First time I had buddies that were swearing by this is the greatest movie of all time, and so I probably rented it from Blockbuster, and I got about a halfway in. I'm not getting it. I must not be in the right mood because this is not doing it for me. But I gave it another shot, weeks, months later. It's the greatest movie of all time. It's unbelievable.
It's such a phenomenon. So we're giving you two options here. We want text to topic. Let's go. 651-461-9226. You raise a topic. We'll discuss it. And also, maybe it's art. Maybe it's movie. Maybe it's an actor. Maybe it's a singer. Maybe it's a human. Maybe it's Donald Trump. You couldn't stand him at first, now you love him. Or vice versa. Some position on an individual or a piece of entertainment where you initially thought, this is fantastic, and then you thought, no, terrible. Or preferably vice versa. Preferably you didn't get it, and now you totally admire the act. Good stuff to start. Thank you for the cookie, by the way.
You're welcome.
Mother dough.
That's your next text to topic. The greatest cookie in your life. How much should it cost? A single cookie.
Yeah, my guy FEMA. His cookies are not cheap.
Thinks high of his cookies. They're very high of his cookies. They're not cheap.
I mean, I was hoping you could bring me some wine from Maison Margot, too. Would that be too much?
I still would have raised my eyebrow at the price.
What do you got for text to topic and somebody, some act, some piece of art, entertainment, where initially you thought, eh. And then you're like, what was I thinking? Fabulous. 651-461-9226 on the home of the Am I Wrong Committee, WCCO. Music from Axe at Farm Aid.
Yeah, invited him in the studio. Appreciate it,
Willie. Thank you, Willie. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll hear from Bob. We'll hear from Margo. We'll hear from Neil. We'll hear from a lot of folks today.
If you could spend an hour with anybody from Farm Aid, who are you picking?
Oh.
The guy from Trampled by Turtles, Simonette, he seems like an interesting person.
There's a lot of interesting people.
Yeah.
I mean, to get the life stories of Willie and Dylan and Neil Young.
Oh, for sure. God. I mean, the obvious ones are Willie and Dylan, right? Chesney's obviously up there.
Sure.
So who are you picking? I mean, if Bob's in an open mood,
if Bob's going to talk and tell me some stories, I'm going to take Dylan. Not Dave Matthews.
I do have a family connection because a family member of the Zimmermans lived right by me.
Really?
And, yeah. Right by me. But I never saw Bob there. All right, let's go. First topic, my golf game. Pretty disastrous most of the year, making a comeback. Do your blue routine and see if Odyssey has your back. Well, we had a story earlier in the week about swearing, suggesting that swearing is more prevalent now than it has been in a long time.
Everyone's cussing.
Do you buy that?
I do, to an extent.
Do you think it's more?
I do. Yeah. I think we've slowly just moved towards this is acceptable and that's acceptable, yeah.
Well, I saw a text earlier where someone was outraged that maybe we have a promo or maybe Vanita had said hell. Part of what I say, like, nobody's trying to inflict verbal harm on children. But I'll just say for this show, which we can account for, this is an adult show. And I'm not saying, you know, you can never have kids listen, but we're going to cover adult topics. And I think 30, 40 years ago, WCC Radio was unwilling to do that. And with very, very talented people and also a lack of competition, that could play. Doesn't play now, I don't think. For in the talk radio business, again, we're not saying the F word here. We're not saying other things. But conversations, it's not meant to be mean to you. And I get that you have a different opinion on it. I don't know. You're around me a lot. Do you think I swear much?
Not a ton.
Not no. a ton.
I probably swear more than you.
I think you do.
Yeah. I've got a bit of a potty mouth. If there was one... no word that you would like to say on the air that you would like to be okay, what would it be?
The F word.
Because
it's
the versatility.
It's the versatility. It's just, you can use it so many different ways.
From intense joy to intense rage.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
What would your last meal be? All right, Dave Harrigan, you answer that. Your last meal.
Probably a good ribeye steak. Have to have some sort of really dark chocolate fudge cake or something to top it off.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, for me, I love steak. I'm such a foodie goofball that I can make an argument. I love pastas. I love Mexican. I love Thai.
Could you dabble in like eight different, you know, culinary areas and just get a little bit of that, a little bit of that?
That's it. I would want to have, okay, steak. I want brisket. I want oysters. I want a lot of red wine.
Mm-hmm.
I want a Pepsi in a can. I want pecan pie. What's my vegetable? Probably asparagus.
Let's take you to Sizzler.
No, I'm not. That's not my last. You're probably looking for lighter, funnier topics, but I was on the Israel side for months. My support is waning. So is mine. And my support
so is America's.
Has been waning for months and months and months. Bibi Netanyahu, I've never believed in him. Israel picks the same leaders like hockey coaches are recycled in the NHL. Okay, Bibi, out. Bibi, and to some level, is responsible for October 7th, okay, for the intelligence failure. The overwhelming of responsibility is Hamas and that despicable organization. And absolutely, Israel should defend itself with force, but they're too damn cavalier about killing civilians. And they have been for a long, long time. And we now have a second straight president where Bibi Netanyahu is just giving him the finger. Because there's too much damn reporting how Trump has lost control. And this idea that Trump was okay with what happened with Qatar, but he just said it, I don't buy that for 1 second. Not for 1 second. So, yeah, hostages should be back. Anti-Semitism is disgusting. But like Seinfeld last week at some speech, we didn't get to it. I think it was a Duke. Compared to anyone saying free Palestine to Nazis. Are you kidding me, Jerry? Now, there are some who say that and are just flat-out anti-Semitics. There are some Jews who hate all Palestinians. But so anybody, Dave, to you who says free Palestine, that's comparable to Nazi verbiage?
No, certainly not necessarily.
It's a lazy, no, insulting generalization. Better 9-11 combo for the Vikings, McCarthy, Wentz, or Kramer, Wilson? Right now, it's Kramer, Wilson. Tush, push, stop it. That's what I would say. Chad's dream concert, Aria Speedwagon opens for Journey. Please, for the love of God, no. Let's put a lot of good ones. We might circle back to this. But the excellent guest who's kind enough to join us on a fairly regular basis, the former governor of the state, Tim Pawlenty, in moments on CCO. I don't know if Tim has this. He might. He might be an Aquarius guy. AquariusHomeServices.com. Earning the right to be recommended since 1987. I have been a customer since 1993. Why am I a customer? Because I believe in their water. It's lived up every time to the expectations because a lot of people have no idea about the quality of their water. Also, the water softener. By the way, I start with that Kinetico drinking water system, not just in the morning, but all throughout the day. The water softener. You want those dishes coming out spotless. You want to feel like when you take that shower in the bath or, you know, you're running the water that it's right. How about the washing machine and the laundry? You want to feel good about that? But it's been a while, and some people are surprised that Aquarius is involved in that utility room of yours. And, yeah, it's 70 today, so there's a little bit of coolness in the air. It's not furnace time by no means, but there's nothing wrong with getting your furnace prepared months ahead. And right now, not much longer because this ends at the end of the month, a $29 furnace tune-up from Aquarius. Too good to be true, and it will be great, and your furnace will be set for the winter. Track them down now. AquariusHomeServices.com.